It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we look at what the famous marshmallow tests of the 60s could teach us about grit and willpower 50 years on.
First, today is the last day to campaign before polls open tomorrow morning, and gubernatorial candidates Mary Burke and Scott Walker are crisscrossing the state making final bids for votes.
Our reporter's been following their final day of campaigns. Maureen McCollum was with Scott Walker in Onalaska this morning. Danielle Kading was with Mary Burke in Superior this afternoon. We'll hear from both of them, starting with Maureen McCollum, following the Walker campaign today. Maureen, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Rob.
So what was the scene like at that campaign event in Onalaska?
You could definitely tell it was the day before the election. A lot of times these Walker campaign stops, you know, generally they're at a business or a manufacturing facility. They might include a tour. He'll talk with some of the workers. This one, you know, they had the stage. They had the big sound system blasting music. You know, they had about 100 supporters and also workers at the facility. Today was at L.B. White. It's a heating manufacturer in Onalaska. But about 100 people gathered just to listen to Walker and the others just talk about why he should be reelected and have his administration in power for the next 4 years.
Now, this is one of, I think each candidate was making 5 or 6 stops today. So it sounds like what you're saying is they didn't take a lot of time to check out the scenery while they were there.
Walker's making 6 stops today, and they had no time for media afterwards. But I must say Walker, Lieutenant Governor Clayfish and her family, and Congressman Ryan, they did spend about 15, 20 minutes talking with supporters afterwards. They left once basically the last people left, so I think they did a lot of handshaking, photo taking. I saw a lot of autographs given. Not much sightseeing, but I think they're trying to talk with as many supporters as they can in these final hours.
Now, I would imagine that the candidates are choosing their sites very carefully with just one day left. Any thoughts on why Onalaska was important to the campaign?
I have heard that La Crosse, at least the La Crosse area, can be a bit of a swing area. You know, the city of La Crosse itself can usually lean Democratic, but Onalaska, it's a suburb, can be a little more conservative. Currently, its state representative is a Democrat, but before that, it was Mike Hipsch, who obviously is now in the Walker administration, who's a Republican. So, you know, that area can kind of lean a little more Republican, and I think they need as many Republican supporters from that region as possible.
And what were the primary messages in the program part, in the speaking part?
Well, you know, we heard from Congressman Paul Ryan. We heard from Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish and, of course, Governor Walker. And they all really touted Walker's tax reforms. Walker talked quite a bit about how he froze tuition for the UW systems. They all talked about the state surplus and deficit, which I know there are a lot of different ideas about there about how to really define that. But, you know, Walker's big thing was he wants 4 more years to keep the economic recovery going in Wisconsin and 4 more years of bringing his ideas into how our state's working. And he really focused a lot on future generations, which I haven't heard him say much. And I think he was really going for the emotional appeal, especially when he was, you know, he had his sons up on stage with him and saying how 4 more years of him will make a better future for his sons and other young people in Wisconsin.
A lot of the talk in this campaign has been about jobs, job creation, job growth, and dueling job numbers. Any talk about that today?
Yeah, he talked, you know, about job creation. There was no reference to the 250,000, but they threw a couple numbers out there. He really talked about how the Cooley region here around the La Crosse area has fared better economically, and especially the job situation has compared to other parts of the state. So, you know, he said today, as he said in other stops, that, you know, people can look to the Cooley region as a place where job reform is working. And, you know, he talked about how L.B. White in the last handful of years has been able to add jobs, and he took some credit for that. And when I talked with supporters afterwards, a lot of them said that jobs and the economy was the number one issue that was driving them to the polls tomorrow.
Any talk about voter turnout, speaking of being driven to the polls tomorrow?
He really didn't mention that, but I think he had some assumption that those who were at the rally would be turning out to vote. I kind of thought that he would be pushing that a little more, but it was mostly he stuck to the issues at hand with taxes and jobs and, you know, just bringing him on for another 4 years.
Maureen, thanks a lot for painting a picture of what went on there today.
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
That's Maureen McCollum, our reporter in La Crosse. We turn now to Danielle Kading. She's a WPR reporter up in Superior. Danielle, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. Well, you were at a Mary Burke event today in Superior. Can you set the scene for us? What was going on there?
Yeah, Mary Burke came in and she was carrying a few boxes of pizza for all the supporters that were there at the Douglas County Democrats office on Tower Avenue in Superior today. And she met with folks and hugged some folks, shook hands, and basically just made the rounds talking to people about what's important, trying to keep people energized. You know, northwestern Wisconsin is typically a Democratic stronghold. And so I think she just wanted to make sure that people are, as she said, going, putting in 110% and making sure that they're not experiencing fatigue with some of the negative attack ads that have been going on out there. She talked about there being way too much money and big money in attack ads right now, and wanted people to get out there and vote and say that that's not going to be a deciding factor, that people are going to have their say. And has been really pushing in the last couple of weeks where she said it's been pretty nasty is how she characterized it. And she says anytime when people ask her about how she's doing on the campaign trail, she just says, I tell them I'm doing fantastic. The tougher they hit, the tougher I hit.
And so this wasn't so much a reach out to the public event as an effort to rally the core supporters who are going to be probably, you know, maybe knocking on doors or making phone calls tomorrow?
They're definitely going to be heading out, knocking on doors, making phone calls, and doing lit drops with their base and making sure that they're getting people out there to vote. I think she just wanted to make sure that people were still feeling energized and excited about the election tomorrow. And not just losing that energy as the campaign is coming into its final days.
And we've heard a lot about turnout in various parts of the state being key. That sounds like it was her theme here as well.
Yes, definitely. I think we even talked to the Superior City Clerk last week, and they're seeing higher than average turnout for a governor's race. Usually it's around 50% to 60%, and I think they said that they're hoping for 80%. So they're just looking to get as many people out from their base as possible to head to the polls and cast their votes tomorrow.
So at this event in Superior, did Mary Burke touch on any of the issues in the race for governor?
She did. She talked a lot about education. She's campaigning on giving people in the state a fair shot to get ahead, and she talked about having education being a big part of that from kindergarten all through university, so funding public schools. She says a lot of people are being priced out of a higher education, and also she talked about equal opportunities for women. Also, with the lagging economy, she said in Wisconsin that she wants to make sure that there's opportunities for job growth. And supporters for Burke talked about her track record, both with Trek in the private sector and also her work bringing jobs back to the Park Falls paper mill when she was Commerce Secretary under Governor Jim Doyle. And so they're really trying to paint a picture that she is the woman for the job and she can get things done, despite some claims recently about her track record with Trek, about her possibly being fired. She denounced that today and said that those are outright lies from a campaign with a career politician looking to do anything to win this election.
So she did tackle the controversies that have been out there on the campaign trail.
Yeah, she said, you know, consider the source. She said it was an employee that left the company and is a big supporter of Governor Walker. She also said that as far as any dispute over the numbers that she raised as far as $3 million to $50 million during her term with Trek, that those numbers are out there and that they speak for themselves and that she's proud of her track record.
So this was the last day of campaigning for Mary Burke. We heard from Maureen that Governor Walker had six stops set today, including on Alaska. Does Mary Burke, do you know, have a similar itinerary?
Yeah, she's got five stops today. She's already been in Eau Claire, Superior, and is in Stevens Point now, unless she's already headed out for Green Bay and Madison. Those are her last two stops today.
And any major issues that you think voters in that part of the state are looking at in this race?
You know, I think it's always going to be jobs. Jobs, education, health care has been a major theme, at least for the Burke campaign. especially taking Walker to task on turning down federal funds as part of that health care exchange. So I think they're trying to get the message out that Burke's the woman for the job.
Danielle, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with WPR reporter Danielle Kading from our bureau in Superior. She covered Mary Burke's campaign stop there today. We were also joined by WPR reporter Maureen McCollum from our bureau in La Crosse talking about Governor Walker's visit to Onalaska.